Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can pose your questions or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. So we invite your calls now to 1-800-677-9377. You know, the Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. That's why we call it Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. We invite your calls, as I said, right now to 1-800-677-9377. Well, Bob Christopher, good to have you back in the saddle, my friend.
Well, it is good to be back. Yesterday, I went to a funeral in Lexington, Kentucky for my Aunt Iva. She passed away, I think it was Saturday. She was 101 years of age, she was well-loved in our family. Every single niece and nephew showed up at the funeral from all over the country, and quite a remarkable statement as to the impact she had in our lives. And as I was sitting there listening to the pastor talk about her, a passage out of the Word of God just kept coming to mind, something that Jesus said. He said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve." And Iva really embraced those words and lived those words out. She served her family in love for all these many, many years. And as a result, everybody gathered in her honor, and it was quite a turnout, quite a joyful time, knowing that she is absent from the body and present with the Lord. That's the hope that we have. And that hope allows us to experience true freedom in our lives today. If we know where we're going, we don't have to spend a lot of time, energy, and effort trying to figure that out.
Sure.
We're free from those fears and worries, and we can just concentrate on being ourselves today. And that's the joy of this gospel message, that we can truly be free to be ourselves. We don't have to pretend. Don't have to put masks on. We don't have to try to one-up somebody. We can just live out what God is working in us through His Spirit. That's what God wants for us. Now, we think of freedom as independence, and when God thinks of freedom, He thinks of it in terms of us being who He created us to be, living out our role, our purpose, enjoying being a human, living in relationship with God as our Father.
Right.
That's what freedom is from God's vantage point. And when we step into that, then, boy, we can really enjoy this new life that we have in Jesus Christ. But I saw that yesterday at that funeral service. So grateful for my aunt and all that she meant in my life.
Yeah.
And just watching her be herself, living out her faith on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, Bob, again, glad to have you back. And we have open lines right now, friends. If you'd like to be a part of this broadcast and add something to conversation, something troubling you in life, if there's a particular Bible passage you can't quite understand, give us a call. We have calls coming in right now, but still a couple of open lines at 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to Livermore, California, and talk with William, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, William.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I'm calling because there was a call that came in yesterday from a gentleman who was raised Muslim and has since accepted Christ, becoming a Christian.
Yeah, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adam from New York. And he was calling because he had read in the Bible that you are to honor your mother and father, which is one of the commandments.
Yes.
Right. Isn't that the point, that it's one of the commandments, that it's part of the law, and that it's born-again children of God, we're not under the law?
Well, we're definitely not under the law, and he certainly was never under the law, was not a part of the Mosaic covenant, and the fact that he wasn't a part of Israel. But that is something that Paul repeats in the New Testament, as he's talking about the roles that believers have one to another. You know, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit to your husbands. Fathers, don't exasperate your kids to anger. Children, honor and obey your parents. That's part of the spirit-led life. So there's something when you when you enter into this new life in Christ Jesus, there's something that the Spirit works inside of us to give honor to our parents. And I think that's unique in every situation, especially with Adam. And Richard, I think you handled that question, right?
Yeah, I did. And you know, in his case, the dishonor is solely the result of him becoming a Christ follower, of becoming a born-again child of God, and his folks obviously are not. So how do you honor them without giving up your faith? And we face those kinds of issues as children of God all the time, at work, in our families, you know, just everywhere. As a child of God, there are things I no longer have in common with other people. And yet, I'm to love them as I've been loved. I'm to forgive them as I've been forgiven. How does God work through me to show honor to someone, even though sometimes they don't deserve it? It's not about deserving. It's about grace.
Yeah, and there's something, too. I mean, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is Ephesians 6:1. For this is right, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. That was certainly an Old Testament. That was part of the law, and you are right to point that out, William. I think Paul is investing new meaning to that as a part of the spirit-filled life. And this happens within a family setting. Now, once a son leaves and starts his own family, and once a girl leaves and gets married to somebody else, that takes on a little different meaning, the honoring and that sort of thing, just as lived out in respecting your parents for who they are. And at some point we all have to realize, William, and this is what I came to in my own life. I had one of the best upbringings that I think a person can have, but it still left me empty inside. But there was a role that my parents played, and I think there's a role that every parent plays, whether it's a good role or a bad role, that it's, we've been set in these times and in these situations for one purpose, so that we can know God and know that He exists and seek Him. So our past experiences and all of that, God has used in such a way to point us to Himself and to point us to faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul was talking about in Acts 17. So I think we can come to a point and have a thankfulness in our hearts for our background, including our parents, and that's a way that we respect how God used them in a specific way in our lives. But William, thanks for your call. Well, let's go to Calgary and talk with Miles, listening to us on the internet. Hi, Miles.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Bob, I'd like to talk about something related to Adam and his call, and that it occurs to me that out of the void, God values the way, the truth, and the life. And it's the life that's provided by our parents. Now, we also have this phrase, holy matrimony versus marriage. And it makes me also think about some of the callers you've had in the past, Linda, Jesse, and Jesse's daughter. And I dedicate this comment to them, but direct it at the men, in that holy matrimony, I came across a definition, meaning matrimony, meaning that it's the definition as the legal or the entitlements of motherhood. So when men are to serve motherhood, they're to do that sacrificially. And it makes me think that therein is why women are to be prepared to accept that sacrifice. And therein is the reason for the statement for them to be submissive. But men collectively must be servant leaders of the church and to women, because it's all about creating life.
Yeah, Miles, that's an interesting point, because we're submissive to the Lord, and that submissiveness enables us to receive. It's kind of the humbling. You know, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. And that humbleness is seen in a submissiveness to the things of God, the plans of God, the ways of God that have been made known to us in Christ Jesus. So that puts us in a place of receiving those things. And when we receive, we really honor and respect the giver. And I think that's what you're getting to as far as women being submissive in their roles as wives, which puts them in a position to receive the sacrificial love of their husband. And I think that's a great point, Miles. Very well stated, my friend.
And I was going to also add that, you know, where man and woman are united as one flesh, and that men are there to protect the vessel of life, which is the mother, who is certainly at times in her life very vulnerable. So we're obligated, I'd say, by the Bible to be there to protect them. And it's not that we're superior, we're equal, but we're different. And in fact, I would think, I don't know that there's many men that would want to go through what a mother goes through to bring a child to this world.
I don't think there's a one.
No.
I think you're exactly right, Miles. Well, good insight there, really good insight, and I appreciate you bringing it to the broadcast today. Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, let's go to, before we do that, let me announce again about our upcoming event Thursday.
New York weekend coming.
That's right. Yeah. Thursday, the day after tomorrow, the WMCA live event at the American Bible Society Atrium Cafeteria. It's at 1865 Broadway in New York City.
I knew that.
That's right. So if you're a New York listener, a New Jersey listener, a Connecticut listener, if you want to come up from Washington, D.C., man, we welcome you to this event. It's a free event. We want to know you're coming, though, and so there's a website where you can go and sign up. That website is on our website at basicgospel.net. There's a link right there. You can click and sign up to say that you're going to come and be a part of it. I would just love to meet you, to talk, to have some time to fellowship in this great love of Jesus Christ that we share together through faith in him. So come out, be a part of this. Kevin McCullough will be doing his broadcast live. I will be on his program. I'm really looking forward to meeting Kevin. I like what he does and what he brings to New York listeners through his radio broadcast daily. Uh-huh. I think we'll have a lot in common. I'm expecting that, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun interacting with him. Then we'll do the Basic Gospel broadcast live. There will be a time for Q&A, just a time for fellowship. So come out, join us, be a part of it. And then on Sunday, I will be speaking at the Beulah Baptist Church at 125 West 130th Street in New York as well. The service begins at 11 o'clock. I would love to see you there as well. That's the Beulah Baptist Church. Come out and see us. I would love to see you.
Pastored by our longtime friend, Timothy Riles.
Yes, indeed. And boy, if you want to know a man of God, if you want to know somebody who has walked with the Lord and what that looks like, when you look at Timothy Riles, you'll see what that looks like.
And spilled over to his entire family.
Oh, my goodness. It is just a blessing to rub shoulders with him, to talk with him, just to hear his wisdom just pour out. And he's shared that wisdom with me a number of times through the years, and I have been so grateful.
Yes, indeed.
So come out to both of these events. Thursday, the WMCA live event at the American Bible Society, 1865 Broadway in New York, and then the Beulah Baptist Church Sunday, July 27th at 125 West 130th Street in New York.
Yes, indeed. Well, 1-800-677-9377. Lines available right now. A little time on the clock, and Bob, let's keep it rolling.
Let's do. Let's talk to Jay listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Jay.
Hi, good afternoon. And first, I would like to say thank you very much, you two precious souls in Christ. I've gained much wisdom from you guys throughout the years, and I truly appreciate it. It's been a blessing to be able to listen to you guys daily.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Well, what's on your mind today, Jay?
Well, I was just curious. You know, when we get raptured and meet the Lord in the air, will the children who have not reached the age of accountability be raptured out of here too, or...
Well, Jay, I think you're on the right trail there. You know, the Bible doesn't really speak to, you know, that issue specifically, but there's way too many passages that, show us, you know, children in you know, in God's presence and, you know, Jesus, how he reached out to the children. And he said, don't hinder any of them coming to me. So I think there's a, you know, a special love in his heart for the little child, for the unborn, for those who are newly born. And I think when he comes, they're going to have a place right there with him alongside of us.
Okay, understood.
Does that help you, Jay?
That definitely. Thank you so much for clarifying that. I appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome. I think in those situations, we just can count on the love of God. I mean, he loves us.
Amen.
And we know out of his love that those babies are going to be there with him.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, amen indeed. Well, I'd love to see you Thursday. Hope you can come out and join us.
Definitely. And thank you so much again. May the Lord bless you both abundantly, you as well as your families today and forever. In Christ's name.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thanks for those encouraging words, my friend. We sure appreciate it. Well, let's go down to Washington. Let's go down to Washington, D.C. and talk with Curtis listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate you guys, man. Really appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you.
My question was, you know, I think it's in Corinthians. A lot of my friends, if I'm perfect, will say that when a Christian is married and say that Christian gets divorced, that neither one of them could marry again unless the spouse is deceased. I was wondering how true is that?
Well, Paul has some interesting things to say about that in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7. He works through all of those different scenarios. The idea is if two Christians marry, that they continue to be married. There's no problem that is too big that they can't work through it with God's help, with God's grace, and through God's Spirit. So he's saying hang in there. I think that's the ultimate biblical directive and biblical counsel to any couple who have both in the Lord. Now there's this situation if a believer is married to an unbeliever and the unbeliever decides that he or she can't live in that situation anymore and wants to leave, then the directive in that is to let that person go. Now, does that prohibit that Christian, that believer, from ever being married again? I think he goes on to say later on that if you find somebody else and if you get married, you've sinned not. So we can count on that. We get very, very legalistic, Curtis, when it comes to marriage and when it comes to divorce. We get legalistic. We get very, very judgmental. And I don't think that's what the love of God dictates for us. I think we need to see these things through the grace of God. And so when we see these things through the grace of God, and if, as I said, there are two that are both believers, I think if they see this through the grace of God, that will give them hope to actually stay and work it out. And that's the whole goal, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. But my question is basically, suppose they're already divorced. What I hear from other people is that neither one of them could marry again unless one or the other was deceased.
Well, that's what the law... that's what the law would say. But, you know, that's what the Mosaic law would say. But we're not under the Mosaic law. So I would encourage you, Curtis, to read through 1 Corinthians 7 and look at all the various scenarios. It says, starting in verse 25, now about virgins, I have no command from the Lord, but I give a judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. Because of the present crisis, I think that it's good for you to remain as you are. So based on whatever the situation was back at that time, Paul was saying, I think it's good for you to remain as you are. Are you married? Do not seek a divorce. Are you unmarried? Do not look for a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. So who are these unmarried? Are they folks that have never been married before? Or are they folks that have been married and are now divorced? I think you can make a case that it's speaking about both. So he says, if you are unmarried, do not look for a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. That's what Paul says. And so I think we just need to look at that and then to see folks through the eyes of grace. I think there's wisdom that needs to be applied. We have many folks that call in and ask the question about divorce and remarriage. I just got divorced. Is it okay for me to be married? Well, you're free to do so. That's the freedom that we have in Christ. But you have to ask, is that the most beneficial thing to do? It may not be. It may be the most unwise thing that you can do at this situation, because you might have been the problem in the first marriage. And if you're still the problem, you're going to be the problem in the second marriage. So it might be worthwhile really focusing some time on your relationship with the Lord and get your foundation in Him and really know that your sins have been forgiven, that you have new life in Christ. And once that foundation is established, then you can trust the Lord with whatever's going to happen in the future. We get so afraid that we're not going to be happy in life unless we have a companion. And so we make some unwise decisions just because we want to be content. We think that's the only way that we can be content. I think first and foremost, we need to find our contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we find our contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can be satisfied with what happens moving forward. If there's a new relationship in the picture, we can rejoice with that. If there's not a new relationship in the picture, we can still be content and happy. Yeah. So we're free because God has set us free. But we always have to ask the question, is it the most beneficial and is it the wise thing to do? Okay, Curtis? Well, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate that. Let's go quickly to Adam, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Welcome. How can we help you today?
Very quickly.
I just wanted to say thank you for yesterday and for the callers today. I feel like a big burden has been lifted off my shoulders that you guys really helped me with, and I just really wanted to call in and say thank you. I didn't get an opportunity yesterday.
Well, thank you, Adam. Thank you so much for doing so. And, boy, I sure would love to meet you face-to-face Thursday. If you can come out and join us for the WMCA live event, that would just make that an even better day for me. I would love to meet you there.
I will be there. I have arranged my schedule to put me in Manhattan during that time, so I'll come by.
Well, make sure you come up and introduce yourself, yeah. Okay?
Will do. And thanks again, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Adam. God bless you, my friend.
Sometimes they come back and say thank you, don't they?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but it's our privilege and our man. What a privilege we have with this ministry, and so we just praise the Lord for opening the opportunity for us to be available each day to minister in the lives of people all across this country, literally around the world through the internet. Well, friends, if you're looking for an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ, and you're ready for The Cure, written by John Lynch and his team at True Faced Ministries, a copy can be yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. Let us say thank you with a complimentary copy of The Cure for your gift. Allow God's cure to free you to walk in the fullness of His love and grace. To make your gift, request your copy, go to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us for this edition. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.